Bobby Meacham is manager of the AAA Buffalo Bisons. Bobby Meacham joins Kevin Barker and myself on Baseball Central. Bobby, thanks so much for joining us today.
You got it. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well. I look at Vladdy's numbers, and we've seen most of his at-bats one way or another. it's great when you have a reputation, and you know, and people are pitching around you, and people are aware of your reputation. But Bob, you've seen a lot of guys. What does it tell you that Vladdy Jr. seems comfortable with his reputation? And if you're going to throw a pitch out of the strike zone, you know, I mean, it's almost like he doesn't feel he needs to prove anything, so he'll take his walk.
Exactly. You know, it's just a guy who's confident in his abilities. We always talk about hitters going up to the plate and getting a good pitch to hit. Good hitters go up there and talk about that every day when you ask, well, what were you looking for up there? You know, just looking for a pitch to hit hard. And that's kind of what he does. He just simplifies things. Looks like he's really under control of his own swing. He knows what he wants to go up there and hit. And if they don't give it to him, he just lets it go.
Bobby, tell me about when I first went to AAA. It was more I tried to stay in the corner until I figured out what kind of player I was and what kind of person I was and what kind of teammate I was. Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about how he's sort of jumped into coming from AA. You know, he had some friends in AA. AAA, you know, he's trying to figure out what kind of player he is still. You know, we sort of know what kind of hitter he is, but he's still trying to figure out person, player, that kind of thing. Has he just showed up and fit right in?
Yeah, you know, he's fit in. And not only that, he's, you know, we talked when he first got here. My urging was to him was not to really try to blend in, but to stand out. And I think that's what, you know, the first game he played was, he didn't even get a hit, and we were down 8-0. And he made a big impression, and we almost came back and won the darn game. He went first to third on a base hit to left on a line single to left field. It's just one of those things where he just said, "I'm not gonna blend in here. I'm gonna stand out." He made some nice plays defensively. Made some really good at bats. You know, like you said, you saw the walks he's been getting, and he made a big impression. Just his presence and the way he wanted to go about playing the ball game. It's, you know, almost like saying, "Hey." Yeah, I'm not really here to blend in. I'm here to stand out.
Bobby, is there anything at the plate that he needs to work on? You know, we always talk about what he does well, his eye at the plate, the discipline from the lower half. He seems to be always on time. Is there one thing that you've seen that, you know, maybe it's the breaking ball early in counts, which is probably what he's going to get the higher levels he goes. Is there anything you're seeing early on that he may need to work on a little bit harder?
I just think he's I just think guys have to make adjustments the way people are pitching them, and eventually they're gonna feel like, okay, hey, we can get him out in, or like you said, maybe we can get him to chase something because he'll get into spells. Well, I'm sure, you know, everybody does. He'll do that occasionally, but I think his adjustments to what they're trying to take advantage of, that's the key. When he starts to go bad, when something goes wrong for a few games, we'll see what kind of adjustments he can make. But I don't think he has to change anything. The way, you know, like I'm saying, you know, he looks like he's the guy who goes up to a plate with looking for a good pitch to hit, and that's all I've seen so far of every bat of his. Whether they're pitching him in or trying to make him chase, he's handled it really well. And like I said, just needing to make adjustments. We'll see what kind of adjustments he makes when they start to pitch him a little tougher.
You know, when Kevin and myself had a chance to talk to John Schneider in spring training, and he talked a bit about Vladdy's defense and talked about his knowledge of the game and how, you know, when it came to shifting or moving around, at least last year, there was a time where you'd look and he would have already made the shift, like his understanding of stuff like that. Are you seeing that as well? His understanding of not just a swing and how he's being pitched and all that, but his understanding of the game, the way it's developing on the field.
Absolutely. You know, and I think that's the key to being able to move up the ladder as quickly as you can in the minor leagues to get to the big leagues, is that understanding of baseball, the game of baseball. You know, like you mentioned, the defensive stuff, you know, sometimes offensively he'll see our pitcher have a long inning. And the other day he was like, hey, is that pitcher going back out there? I want to know so I can know whether to give him a break and take a couple pitches. Some of the guys are in tune like that, but he was right on it. Or I may point towards the line on one pitch and he'll just kind of know a defense, oh, it's two outs, guy on first. I want you to take away that double somewhat so they don't give us a run with just a double down the line. So he's, you know, real attentive to what we're what we're doing. His thought process when he asks questions kind of leads you to believe that he's far ahead of what some of the guys are. At least he's thinking ahead like he should be, and that just shows you he knows what's going on in the game. He's concentrating and focused on that what's going on in the middle of the game, and that's how you move quickly. That's how you make adjustments quickly in this game. It's something you've seen before, you've retained it, and you're able to apply the next time when somebody mentions something to you, and that's what he does well.
Bobby, how has he taken to the defensive shifts? Does he move around well? Have you moved him around a lot? How's he taken to that?
Well, we haven't played a team where we had to put him on the right side of the infield yet, which is what we would do if we did shift the guy completely. We'd put him over there in short right field. We haven't done that yet, but just watching him play, just the way his feet move, I hit him fungos every day, and his footwork is really, really good. It's really I had never seen him play before this year, really, but one game, and just to see how his feet work is really impressive to see how he can go out there and move around for a big guy, and I'm sure he's up to the task once we do move around the shift a little bit.
Now, one of the guys you had is already up in the majors. Ryan Borucki has certainly made an impression on the Blue Jays, Bobby. You're probably not surprised by what we've seen from him.
No, he was solid the whole time here. He's learning as we go. Each time we went out there, I felt like he picked up on some things he could get better at, and he just continued to get better and better. They're asking when were they thinking about calling him up for a little bit, and they said, well, it's probably just temporary, but how do you think he'll handle it? And I said, I think he'll handle it great. I hate to see his development kind of interrupted here, but he didn't mind the interruption. He's been doing great since he's been up there.
Okay, Danny Jansen, we had him on the show not too long ago, and the first thing that stood out to me was the knowledge of the game, both sides of the ball. Offensively, he had a plan. I had trouble with the fastball in. I go up, I look for it. Defensively, he's trying to get pitchers through certain things, use their strength, not go to what the hitter does bad. What have you seen? And, is he ready in your mind for the big league level?
Yeah, similar to Brucky, you see him developing day after day, and you think, boy, he's learning as we're going here. It's a quicker pace than obviously in the lower levels. And he's learning that, and it's great to see that those guys are picking up on things and able to add to what they already know. And so I feel like, is anybody really ready for the – I don't know how to basically say if he is or not, but bottom line is he knows the game well. He's learning it quickly because he's asking the right questions. And, sometimes you never really learn everything until you're faced with it. So he can definitely compete up there. I don't think there's any question about that. He's adjusted to all the things he's had to adjust to at this level, and I'm sure he'll do the same for the next level.
Hey, Bobby, great of you to join us, man. Really appreciate this, and we'll look forward to seeing you up here sometime soon when the minor league season's over.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Sounds great. Great talking to you guys. Take care.